They know that you are known for being nice to students, but nice does not mean weak, and nice does not mean not strict. I can be a nice person and telling you, you are not passing this exam. I can be a nice person and doing an oral exam and telling you, I'm sorry, you have to redo the exam. But it's not a matter of weakness or being, I don't know, that easy with doing the maximum grade to the student. It's about how you relate to them. So we can show this model.
So what would you say is the difference between being kind and saying you don't pass, and like that people thinking that it's not kind to say that, you know?
Because like I can still be respectful in my job, like doing the job properly and evaluating you in a way that is impartial. So telling this exam is doing great, you are getting the maximum grade. This exam is not good, you have to redo the exam. Being honest does not mean that I'm not nice. It just means that I am honest in my job, but I'm doing it in a nice way. So I'm not telling you this exam is shit, you suck, you are not going to make it, you're not going to be like, you're stupid. This is doing the job, but not in a nice way. So it's different. And this also helps us to understand the difference between being weak and being nice. And as I told you at the start of the podcast, I think that these are associated. But this is also true, for instance, for being empathic or for being sensitive. You, unfortunately, it's often associated with being a weak person, because a strong person does not cry or does not care. But it's not true.